For leaders, vulnerability often looks and feels like discomfort. In his book, Tribes, We Need You to Lead Us, Seth Godin writes, "Leadership is scarce because few people are willing to go through the discomfort required to lead. This scarcity makes leadership valuable. It's uncomfortable to stand up in front of strangers. It's uncomfortable to propose an idea that might fail. It's uncomfortable to challenge the status quo. It's uncomfortable to resist the urge to settle." When you identify the discomfort, you found the place where a leader is needed. If you're not uncomfortable in your work as a leader, it's almost certain you're not reaching your potential as a leader. As I looked over the data and read through my notes from the interviews I've done with leaders, I wondered what students would say to teachers and what teachers would say to their principals if they had the opportunity to ask for the leadership they needed. I wondered what the customer service representative would say to his boss and what she might ask of her boss. What do we want people to know about us and what do we need from them? As I started writing down the answers to these questions, I realized that they sounded like a mandate, a manifesto. Here's what emerged from these questions. The Daring Greatly Leadership Manifesto. To the CEOs and teachers, to the principals and the managers, to the politicians, community leaders, and decision makers. We want to show up. We want to learn, and we want to inspire. We are hardwired for connection, curiosity, and engagement. We crave purpose, and we have a deep desire to create and contribute. We want to take risks, embrace our vulnerabilities, and be courageous. When learning and working are dehumanized, when you no longer see us and no longer encourage our daring, or when you only see what we produce or how we perform, we disengage and turn away from the very things that the world needs from us, our talent, our ideas, and our passion. What we ask is that you engage with us, show up beside us, and learn from us. Feedback is a function of respect. When you don't have honest conversations with us about our strengths and our opportunities for growth, we question our contributions and your commitment. Above all else, we ask that you show up. Let yourself be seen and be courageous. Dare greatly with us. You can find a printed copy of this manifesto on my website, www.brenebrown.com.